This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Thursday, October 10th, the headline is, Victoria is happy she didn't marry the guy in Colorado.
Thanks for repeating that.
Because
oh my God.
There's a big
Nothing
storm.
Nothing is safe around here.
Blowing into the west, the north.
It's a beautiful state, though.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a beautiful. I have never found Denver, Salt Lake, as much time as I spent, and do is in those. I think they're cold and cloudy, and I don't know. There's something about it.
I've only been to Aspen in Denver, and Aspen's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Really pretty.
So this is an historic storm, by the way. Hello, DJV time. I gave you that. Do you know the participants include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen approach to talking about what's going on is to get right to it. So this 2 feet of snow that could blanket Montana, Washington State, Colorado as well. Next 24 hours could see that kind of snow. Ooh, ooh, yuck, yuck, no, no. And the East Coast has got its share of lousy weather. There's a nor'easter blowing around, mostly coastal, though. Where I am inland is not going to make much difference. But where you are, Victoria, and probably carry
yeah, we've
a lot
got
of
flood
rain.
Advisories. Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so Jennifer, it's up to you to tell us we're all going to be okay.
I think we are. There is an intense and potentially historic, as you said, fall snowstorm that's expected to dump feet of snow starting on Wednesday. And going into Thursday, obviously throughout the weekend. It began Wednesday night, now Thursday, when extreme cold temperatures will sweep down from the north. Then a low will exit the Rockies and track northeast across the plains, leaving a blanket of snow across the region. The story for Denver is that the temperature actually plummeted 50 degrees. It was a pretty drastic temperature drop on Wednesday. They had a high at 80 degrees on Wednesday afternoon, and then they woke up Thursday to below freezing temperatures. Much of Colorado will transition from hazardous fire conditions to now a freeze warning in just a matter of hours. Once the temperatures drop, record lows are likely to be broken across much of the region. Amarillo, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Albuquerque, Oklahoma City, Lubbock, Texas, Chicago, they all fell just incredibly. Listen to this. Kansas City was 71 on Wednesday. They woke up this morning to 41 degrees. Amarillo, 85 degrees on Wednesday, 29 degrees in just 36 hours. So these are really drastic
shifts.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Don't say that. That's disgusting.
They said the snow will. It is. It's just the truth here. The snow. No fake news. The snow will continue into Friday for portions of the eastern North and South Dakota before moving into portions of Minnesota by Saturday. The storm system intensifies and moves Wednesday night into the northern plains with winter storm warnings issued there, and expect about 1 to 2 feet of snow from the storm system. And wind gusts, by the way, stronger than 20 miles per hour.
Okay. Lovely. All right, let's talk about some of the other things that we all want to hear. We always like Jennifer's point of view, and then we give our own sort of side to it. As I thought earlier on, there was no blackmail. I didn't see or hear or feel or sense that all of this impeachment stuff is much to do about nothing. And apparently the Ukrainian president, and also the Ukrainian president, both of those people,
both of them are in agreement,
have said that there is no blackmail. That he didn't feel like he was being pressured by Trump in any way, shape, or form. Right? So shouldn't that put an end to all of this?
Quid pro quo. Well, it should, but now Democrats have, they weren't expecting the White House to release the transcript of the phone call and the whistleblower complaint, and so now they're stuck pushing ahead on impeachment. It's very likely, and actually where I was going to go this hour, is that it is looking more and more likely by the day that President Trump will be impeached by the House and will probably, and then be acquitted by the Senate, and then very likely could go on to win a second term as president. So what does that mean for Democrats? Because this is something that would be the first time that this
could
happen in history.
He's in cahoots with the Democrats. That's the story.
There's a really interesting article out in Axios this morning. They say if Trump survives politically and is reelected to serve for another 4 years, Congress would have nowhere left to go in the event of another scandal. Once they've done this, this is where they've chosen to kind of blow it, then you can't really go back and do it all over again.
In the next thing, they can't go. They can't impeach him twice, right? Is that the deal?
It would almost be politically... It would be almost politically impossible to do it. And so that's why Axios is saying that this is such uncharted territory, because Democrats know that they're getting one shot at using impeachment to remove Trump from office. And just think about the power in that statement. We have a duly elected president who we have one shot to get him out of office. How about just run a candidate and win the old-fashioned way? I mean, that could be.
We can argue about whether he's duly elected, but that's the discussion we've had before.
Under our current set of laws, he absolutely was.
Under the current set of laws, right.
And
I noticed
that
Hillary said she could read. She said in a rematch, I could win again.
Right. Never before have we had a president who would be in a position to be impeached and win re-election. Bill Clinton was already in his second term when the Republicans pushed for impeachment on him. Mm-hmm. So if there's a second term scandal, this is where it gets interesting. The House could impeach again if they wanted to. There's nothing that would stop them from bringing up new articles of impeachment. They could even go after him on the same issue all over again. There's no prohibition against impeaching a president multiple times in the Constitution, according to several law professors.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Please, may I ask you?
I have a question, too, after that.
Okay. You want to ask ladies first? You can ask first if you want.
Maybe it's the same question. Maybe this is a dumb question. But if you can run for office again and get reelected a second time and you don't get kicked out of office when you're impeached, what exactly does impeachment do?
It sets you up for being removed. It does not remove you.
It goes on your permanent record.
But if they decide not to do the removal part, does it?
Does it limit
your powers at all?
No, because what impeachment is basically if you use it as a kind of a metaphor for the court system. The court system, you have an indictment, which is what the House would do is decide to indict the president or recommend and vote on articles of impeachment. The Senate's the one where the trial would be. So the president would then actually sit trial on impeachment, which could very likely happen. But you would need two-thirds of the Senate to actually vote for a removal of office. If they did do that, then the military would come in and remove the president physically from office, and that would be that. And that would be something that would obviously probably prevent anybody from voting for you ever again. But if you're impeached by the House and you're not removed from office, it's like a not guilty verdict for someone
you can't be tried twice for the same crime.
Which can be, because under the Constitution, they could try to impeach for the same thing.
Here's my question. Why in the world does anybody want to talk to or listen to George Conway about anything?
I don't even think Kellyanne listens to him.
Didn't know the name right away until you said Kellyanne. Got it. Kellyanne's husband.
Right. Yeah. He did an interview, and it's in this morning's Huffington Post.
The
and
only
it's just
reason they give him attention is because he's a never-Trumper. He liked Trump, they would never interview him for 1 second in the Huffington Post.
Are they still married or are they separated?
Yeah, they're still married,
They're married.
And they have four kids, but that's a fun house to be in.
it's sort of the same thing as what's her face and
but this is mean spirited. I mean,
this is mean.
George Conway.
She's not. I like her. I actually like them both. I told you the time she asked me to hold her baby for an hour while she did a speech.
An hour?
Yeah, she's doing a speech.
Hey, can you hold my kid for an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
Who are you talking about? Kellyanne? Or?
No, I don't know Kellyanne. No, it was...
You mean James Carville and what's his wife's name?
Yeah. No, that's gone out of
I'm
my
blanking
mind.
On it.
It's not Marley. Is it Marley?
Mary,
no.
Yeah, Mary Matlin.
Mary Matlin, right?
Mary Matlin, yeah. Yeah. And Carver was there. And
he didn't hold his own kid?
He looked at me and he said, I just changed the diapers. What else did he say to me?
So, well, at least he didn't make you change it.
She knew from we'd been. She was familiar enough with me to feel comfortable with giving me the
obviously.
Baby. So
and take they my just, kid for an hour.
She's a Republican. He's a Democrat, right?
Yeah,
right.
But they were. I guess they still are. Kind of a cute couple in reality. He's a hoot man. He really is. He is a hoot. And she's just...
They're both nice. Strategists, right?
Quite smart. She's quite smart. Yeah. I don't think she's doing it anymore. I don't even think he's
I don't think he
anymore.
Is either, yeah.
No. A quick question about the NBA and China and Trump and Kerr and Popovich and all these people. Is this going anywhere? I know that Trump took a shot at him. But there's another thing. Huh? What do you
who
know
did
about
Trump
this?
Take a shot at?
Kerr and Popovich, mostly. Yeah, but I don't know where this is.
He said that they talk bad about America, but when it comes to China, they don't want to say anything bad. Yeah. That's what he said.
Well, they're over there as the guests of... it is a double standard, kind of. But why say anything bad about anybody? Let's just... Can't we all just
well, you know, it's
along?
Interesting because on the Axios, Jen, you probably saw this morning, too, about how Hollywood has stayed very silent about anything related to China because China is I think,
coughing
by 2020. Yeah, and by 2020, China will be the largest movie market with, like, 1.5 billion people or something. So it's interesting. Hollywood stays quiet, and they take the money, and they make the kind of movies that China wants them to make.
Yep. All right, you want to know what else is interesting, Victoria?
Yes.
What happens when you go to bed and fall asleep? Did you know that not enough people take action to improve their sleep? They complain about, oh, I had a terrible night last night. Oh, I didn't get any sleep last night. I tossed and turned all night last night. Come on. So if that's the case with you, why aren't you doing something about it? Most people keep a pillow way longer than they are supposed to. The average life of the average pillow, you know, is 6 to 12 months. People keep theirs 18 months, 24 months, 4 years, 5 years. I bet if I asked you and you were honest, Kara and Victoria, you'd tell me that you've had your pillow for a lot longer. Well, if you got a MyPillow, it's okay. But otherwise, because you can't wash and dry the other pillows, the MyPillow method of washing and drying gets rid of the dust mites, the bacteria, your dead skin cells that are harbored in those creepy, crappy pillows that you're sleeping on. Come on, that's what's wreaking havoc with your sleep. The quality of the pillow, the hygiene of the sheets, the mattress, pillows, all that stuff. So, if your pillow has visible yellow stains, and that sounds gross too, doesn't it? Let's get beyond all of that, shall we? Let's get some new pillows and take advantage of the BOGO offer right now at MyPillow.com. BOGO, BOGO, BOGO means buy one, get one free. Any MyPillow, you get the usual pillow for the usual price. The second one is the best pillow, the usual pillow, and it doesn't cost you anything. You got to go to the, click on the new radio listener special tab at MyPillow.com. Get the discounts, all the MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills.
Hi, bro. Your favorite portion of the DJV show every week at this time in our music segment. It's Throwback Thursday time. Time for me to exercise panache. Word of the day today is panache. I have flamboyance and confidence in myself when it comes to singing some of these songs, singing along some of the songs. Top five songs this week in 1963 now. We're Grace first with Ray Charles. I'm not going to sing along with this one. The song's called Busted. It's my favorite Ray Charles song, but it's like a lot of his other stuff at this time in his career. Number five, Busted, Ray Charles, this week in 1963. Number four belongs to one of my favorite Detroit groups. Martha Reeves was a secretary. The Vandellas all worked for her, and they fooled around in the studio one night. Barry Gordy heard them, and thus it began with Heat Wave, number four, this week in 1963. Woo-ah! Yeah, it can't be.
Was this a one-hit wonder?
Nope. There were a number of hits in their catalog. But this is really what got them going.
Yeah, they had Dancing in the Streets, which was... Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, they all sounded the same, but they were they were good songs. Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandellas. There, this is a really good part. Crank this up, Gary. Dance around on my seat. Kind of like the theme for Tom Kreitler. You sing along with that.
Money Pit.
Money Pit.
I'm sure he would be honored that you think his theme song is on
an
par with Heat Wave.
Right. Save that for next Monday, will you? Number three, another one of the fabulous groups of the 60s, Veronica. Her last name, I can't remember. She married Barry. She married Phil Spector, became
Ronnie Spector.
Veronica Spector, Ronnie Spector. And the only reason that she married him is because she thought she'd get a bigger take Didn't work that way.
We need a bigger story. We need a different story for Throwback Thursday.
Oh, we do? Then the Ronettes, you mean?
No,
who
I mean,
marries
I just,
whom?
Yeah, you tell the same story about Ferry Gordy and Phil Spector every week.
Well, that's because they're rotten to the core. Be My Baby, fabulous song. First number one for the Ronettes. Number three this week in 63. Eternity, so won't you please be my baby. Be my, I've seen her maybe half a dozen times, but she's still got it, man. She's like 80 years old, and she still has it. She loves to go around and then little intimate venues that she sings with. It doesn't sound quite the same about the wall of sound that Phil Spector created, but still, it's fun to watch her do her thing. Here's a one-hit wonder, though. You asked about that. Number two this week in 1963 is a song nobody understood. The Jeanettes sang Sally, Go Round the Roses. A lot of speculation. It was an early drug song. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, enough of this. Bobby Vinn was number one. This is the big one. It's a great song. 3 weeks of number one. Bobby, what's his real name? Polish. I know I told that story too last week when we were talking about Bobby V. Right, Kara?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't remember his Polish name then. I still can't remember. Anyway, the point is, this song is number one this week in 1963. Bobby Vinn.
Bluer than velvet were her eyes.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After many of California's wildfires in recent years were found to stem from power lines and power poles coming down in windy conditions, power companies are now turning off the power in more than half of California's 58 counties over the next few days because of Santa Ana winds. A VP for PG&E says
that environment has changed drastically over the last several years. Given the drought conditions, given the amount of dead, dying, and deceased trees, that is ripe and ready to be a strong fuel source for a potential wildfire.
Senators from both parties pushing for sanctions against Turkey now after it launched an assault in northern Syria, targeting not only ISIS fighters but the Kurds who had fought with U.S. forces until recently trying to get rid of ISIS. But President Trump has called those troops home. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's Thursday, the 10th of October. You can count on that. It is a fact. This is the DJV show. It is a fact. It includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. Apparently, there's a quasi, not rebellion going on behind the scenes here, but there is talk. And you know what they say about talk? Talk is cheap. So, when I listen to conversations that the ladies have, sometimes I listen carefully. Sometimes I only pick up little nuggets.
Sometimes you're creeping on us, and then you repeat what we say on the air when we're not intending to say that on the air.
What, like the guy in Colorado?
Well, yeah, that's one example, yes, from today.
Okay, so apparently there's also kind of a cabal going on that I didn't know about. The challenge to my factuality.
You didn't know about it? I feel like I mentioned it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
That we, there we used is to, a challenge.
What did we, Kara, what did we used to call it? We were going to do, like, Doug's facts. You decide what's true. Something along like those lines, yeah.
Of course, with my Well, I'm venerable and vulnerable. I've been on the air for a long time. I have a certain amount of credibility with many people in the audience. And so for you to challenge that by suggesting that some of the things that I discuss on the air may not be factually based is quite troubling.
Oh, is it? Yes. What's troubling to us and to our ears and our brains is when you say things that are factually incorrect.
Give me an example of that.
Well, most recently, well, typically it kind of happens a lot during Throwback Thursday, which is our music segment that we do every Thursday, and we pick the top five songs from a certain week and a certain year. And so that harkens you back to the days of being a disc jockey.
Disc jockey, yes.
But
Bobby Vinton has a Polish last name, but his last
Vinton
name
is actually his real name.
Lots of stories we talk about Bobby V, and you're saying he's got a super duper Italian last name, and then it's like Valine. It's not that Italian of a last name.
Yeah, but I'm talking about important things. What important things do I say that are of not...
Well, give me another 5 minutes, and I'm sure write something down.
Okay. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we did... I want to... I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it's so disgusting. Some of you, many of you, most of you knew that Yom Kippur was yesterday. Started actually like Monday night through Tuesday, or was it Tuesday night through Wednesday? I can't remember now. At the end of Rosh Hashanah starts that week of solemn Jewish sentimentality, much as anything else. Remembrance, thinking about what the people who are Jewish have to atone for. And then Yom Kippur sort of is the end of the week of acknowledgement, recognition, all those things. So here's this guy over in the German city of Halle, H-A-L-L-E, who went into a synagogue yesterday and shot it up, killed a couple of people, wounded some more.
And live-streamed it, which is just extra vile.
Bastards.
I don't know where he live-streamed it, but he did it.
No good bastards. All right, people in the news. Well, you wanted to... we did Doug Sachs. That's enough. I think we ought to talk about Matt Lauer, actually, for a moment or two, and the way the ladies handled it on the Today Show was as clever, creative. There's no question that they have, both of them have real class, because they worked with Matt for a long time, and this is a story you have to tell no matter what your network, no matter who you worked with. So he's been accused again of inappropriate sexual behavior. Now this woman named Brooke, is it Nevels? Is that how you pronounce her name?
I think so.
Yeah. She says that Lauer raped her, which is very disturbing. A book by Ronan Farrow comes out next week called Catch and Kill, and in it he reveals the details of yet another. He was the one who started this all, really.
He really did. He's kind of become the go-to guy for any of the Me Too-type stories, and... Yeah. This is apparently when Matt Lauer got fired, it was because of Brooke Nevels. She went with her attorney to HR at NBC, I guess told them everything that happened, and then the next morning he was fired. But they kept her name out of it. They just said it was a colleague, and they kept her name out of it. Now she's come forward on her own to talk to Ronan Farrow, and so she's gone public now. So that's why everyone knows her name. It's the same person that is the impetus behind him getting fired from
NBC. So this
is really
two
very different stories. It's you know, these things are so hard.
Winter Olympics where they were.
They both agree on that. Yes. Yeah. And then they both agree that after they were covering the Olympics in Sochi, she was actually Meredith Vieira's assistant. So she was not a reporter. She was her assistant.
But she goes into real detail, or at least the story in the book. The Lauer said she came to my hotel room very late one night in Russia, we engaged in a variety of sexual acts. We performed.
They go into a lot of detail.
Yeah, detail.
Like,
right.
Yeah, and so basically, he says it was completely mutual and consensual. He says that she was not drunk enough to give consent. He felt that, you know, his statement was she seemed to know exactly what she wanted. The only concern she had was that someone might see her leaving my room. She embraced me at the door as she left. Her story is completely the opposite, that she had 6 shots of vodka and that she went to his hotel room. Not thinking anything was going to happen. Yeah. She says she was too drunk to give consent, and that she certain sexual acts she told him multiple times she did not want to engage in. And then she goes into really explicit detail in the book with Ronan Farrow about when she went back to her hotel room, and it's a very disturbing. The whole thing is disturbing, and I don't like not knowing who to believe here, because these are such different
Can you say
stories.
The same thing about this woman that accused Trump of forcibly grabbing her? That's another story that's floating around the last 24 hours, forcibly kissing her in Mar-a-Lago. This was supposedly year 2000, somewhere around there. Another new book with...
it's hard, and also, to me, forcibly grabbing someone and kissing someone is bad, but the things that are described that happened between Matt Lauer and this woman are...
It's a lot.
It's on a different level. And also, the thing is, it's like, if you don't believe her, then she's... I mean, this is the same case that lost him his job. So if you don't believe her, then this is the entire reason why he lost his career. And so it's just... I don't know.
He claims that he was fired for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. And so that is different from saying that he was fired because he committed a crime.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Hoda Kotb actually said this is a really difficult thing for us when she and Savannah were talking about it. She said, we've known him forever. And she said, but now this is someone who was a cheater, and now we're talking about someone who committed a crime. And it's also there's a huge difference there.
Okay. Frustrating, isn't it? All this stuff. All right. In a moment, we get into the help zone here on the DJV program, because there's a problem that's been developing. I've had my eyes checked, and I don't have this problem, thankfully, but a lot of people my age do, and younger, too. So we'll try to help you understand the effects of glaucoma on you or people around you that you may be associated with right after these words here on the DJV show.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 44 after the hour now, DJV. I'm Doug Steffen with the ladies and with a specific lady. Dr. Sahar Bedroud is here. The whole business, so she's an ophthalmologist. You know what? I'm going to start with that, Dr. Bedroud. Difference between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist. A lot of people confuse those two terms. Would you please explain the difference between what you do and what an optician does?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
So an ophthalmologist is an MD. They've gone through not only their undergraduate, but they've also gone through 4 years of medical school in addition to the 4 years of residency training, plus some years of extra fellowship training for surgery. An optometrist goes to an optometric school. They're not medical doctors, and their focus is basically on refractive care of patients and general eye care. So you typically will get your eyeglass prescriptions with an optometrist, though an ophthalmologist can do that as well. And kind of the difference is optometrists tend to see a lot of the healthy eyes, prescribed glasses, and ophthalmologists will see a lot of pathology and a lot of more diseased eyes and do surgery.
Right. All right, so we've got that. You've done a lot of research, haven't you? I was looking at your CV. You've done a good deal of research in your practice and before.
I have a PhD, and I've done a number of years of research and have done a lot of glaucoma research. You know, glaucoma is something that's very near and dear to my heart. 3 million Americans actually have glaucoma. Half of those people don't even know they have them.
Well, how do you tell? How do you examine and how do you tell by looking into somebody? You look into somebody's eyes. Look, you professionally say, look into my eyes and tell
yes.
me. But looking into one's eyes, I know that because I have my eyes checked every year, and the doctor looks at them and he says, wow, you don't have any signs of any kind of renal or whatever the term is, but I do have a little bit of glaucoma that's developing. And this survey that was done, I think this is why I love to have people like you in here, because you can take apart the survey. My glaucoma survey was done so that people could
yeah.
kind of figure out what they know and what they don't know. And 85% of the people say they worry about what happens to them if they get glaucoma. So what are the real facts here? Never mind. Well, I suppose we ought to talk a little about the results of the survey. But what do people really need to be concerned about, Doctor?
Right. No, great question. So Allergan, in collaboration with the Glaucoma Research Foundation, put together a survey for patients and doctors. And patients who have glaucoma, 75% of them worry about losing sight, 85% worry about a lifestyle change. And it's important to note there's not only an emotional component that patients are worried about. They're worried about not driving, losing independence, but there is a physical component that they're worried about. Glaucoma patients are at 3 times greater risk of falling and 6 times greater risk of car accidents because of the vision loss that's associated with the disease. So this is a very real disease that really affects people on a daily, daily basis. And myglaucoma.com is a website that was created to provide resources for patients and their caregivers. And there are videos of patients and their experiences, and the results of all the surveys actually there. So patients who are glaucoma patients or physicians, they can go on this website and get a little bit more information about both the emotional and the physical aspect of this disease.
You know, one of the things that people do is confuse, it seems simple, but it really isn't, glaucoma and cataracts. Want to spend a few seconds on that?
Sure. So cataract is age-related as well as glaucoma is. Cataracts is not really considered a disease so much as a part of aging. If you live long enough, you will get a cataract that can be removed and a new lens can be placed. Cataract and glaucoma are usually separate diseases. Sometimes they can be associated with each other. And
yeah.
every once in a while, we do have types of glaucoma that if you remove the cataract, it will help with the eye pressure and glaucoma. And that's not the majority of the type of glaucoma we treat, but it certainly is in some types of it.
Is there a popular medication to forestall glaucoma?
Sure. We use drops that reduce the pressure of the eye and can help patients preserve their vision over the few years that they have left.
Right.
And
right.
So there are definitely ways to help.
Of helping, that's it. Okay, that's good to know. Go to myglaucoma.com for the survey results and other information. Dr. Shahar Bedroot here on the DJB Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
James Bond movie?
Why not?
Why not? That's true. Why not? 54 at the hour. It's Movie Moments time now on the DJV program with Chuck Curry, our movie man, and the theme from James Bond, which we haven't heard for a couple of weeks, so there must be something very exciting and new about something having to do with the new James Bond, the old James Bond, who was James Bond, who are the Bond girls. Can I keep going, Chuck, or have I covered it yet?
No, I think you've covered it. Actually, this day in film history, Doug, October 10th, 1963, the second James Bond film, From Russia with Love, starring Sean Connery, premiered in London.
It was a great movie. Early movies were a lot of fun. They were so
they didn't rely on CGI effects.
No CGI.
Like in modern.
As a matter of fact, in Russia with Love, when you see them blowing up the oil barrels on the lake, you know that you can the fake fire coming out of them is really, it's obviously fake, and so it's kind of.
Yes.
Cool. A lot of the stuff is obviously fake, but it didn't take away from the enjoyment of the movie, I don't think. Did you?
Let me ask you a question. No. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember the first time you saw a James Bond film in a movie theater? I do. Mine was 1973, my parents took me to see Live and Let Die with Roger Moore's first outing as James Bond. That was my first experience of seeing 007 in a movie theater. Do you remember?
I was a sophomore in high school in 1960, okay. In the fall of 1962, I believe, when the first movie, Dr. No, came out. And I went to the movies. I'm trying to remember whether I went by myself, which is what I've been doing all my life, pretty okay. much, or did I take somebody with me? And I don't remember. I just remember various scenes, like the hearse, like scooting around on the island of Jamaica, and some of the other things that were a part of the dialogue, the bad girl, you know, stuff like that. I remember all that stuff vividly. And you know what I would say, that even to this day, I think those movies are great examples of what doesn't hold up well on the small screen. Even though they're on television all the time, the seeing of those on the small screen, especially if you're like me, and you've probably done the same thing, I've seen all of them on the big screen. And so
right.
I know, Victoria, you and Karen, a lot of people want to see things on the small screen and don't want to bother going to the movies.
Sometimes I like it on the big screen.
You really miss something. You really do. I think you do anyway.
I see all the James Bonds on the big screen, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I want to bounce into this. It was announced yesterday that Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell are going to do a musical version of A Christmas Carol. Probably be comedic elements in that also. But Apple TV streaming is going to finance this project. That streaming service is not officially out, but they're going to find it's going to be one of their first projects. Now,
for this Christmas?
Not this Christmas, for the following Christmas. Oh. So both these actors command $20 million salary apiece, plus producing yeah. credits, right?
Yeah.
And I say
yeah.
to myself, well, twofold, this is more clear evidence that this new age of distribution and streaming, they don't really care about a product being put in a movie theater. But I also say, how do they afford to do these $100 million projects for a streaming service?
They have that much as their membership base that broad. That's the question I ask that all the time too, Chugger. Yeah.
And here's another thing. Give another example, like Netflix, who produced the Martin Scorsese newest gangster film, The Irishman, at a reported budget of $165 million. That film's only going to play in a handful of theaters for like 3 weeks, and then it's going to go on Netflix. How are they able to absorb 165? Why wouldn't they want at least to break even in a movie theater and then put it on Netflix?
Yeah.
It's perplexing business model, and now it's getting watered down to an extent with Apple, obviously a major, major player with unlimited money. So them, Amazon, Netflix, and then also Disney streaming.
A friend of mine that's an actor is in New York mm-hmm. shooting a movie. He's the bad guy in the up and coming movie that's the three, where did that go? The three girls that are
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Okay.
So he's doing a Hulu movie in New York, and these guys, there's so much work now. He goes from one thing to the next thing.
There's a lot of work.
To the next thing. Yeah, exactly.
Having said that, the majority of people, I would say 80% of all people, will never get a chance to see most of this stuff because there's just so much of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it costs money, and these guys are getting paid. Good job, Chucker 10.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.